A rally in support of Israel in Sydney. Pro-Palestinian protesters also marching in Australia. These several hundred protesters gathered outside President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home in support of Palestinians, joining calls for a ceasefire, telling the BBC that Israel has to stop killing civilians, French President Emmanuel Macron.
We know what terrorism means in France. But I think there is no justification precisely to attack civilians.
No ceasefire, says Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, until Hamas releases the 240 people taken hostage in the October 7th attacks. Doctors at Gaza hospitals say bombs are falling nearby and they have no food, water, or power. Part of a busy major interstate, the 10 in Los Angeles closed after a fire overnight burned in a big storage area under the freeway, damaging it. This is ABC News. A U.S. military aircraft has crashed over the eastern Mediterranean Sea, says the U.S. European Command in Germany. Happened during a training operation. No indications anybody shot it down, says the military. Fave TV shows could be returning soon. Members of the TV and Movie Actors Union are about to vote on a tentative contract deal. More details about it are out, says ABC's Dave Packer.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher celebrating the new deal.
We began this journey, the largest entertainment union in the world, and we finish it the most powerful.
The union says the new package wins more than $1 billion in new wages and benefit funding. Wage increases coming in increments, 7% immediately, another 4% next July, and another 3.5% raise in July of 2025. The union also securing better pay for performers working in streaming and requires consent before producers can use actors' likenesses through AI.
Tentatively, actors can go back to work now. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, are you thirsty for a couple, two or three beers? Well, I'm Hawk, owner of neighborhood bars and cocktail lounges in the Madison area. If you want to kick back, relax, and unwind at a place that shares your values on the east side, come down to the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge on Cottage Grove Road. You in the Fitchburg area? Head to the Tom McCoy Cocktail Lounge off Lacey Road. Are you downtown? Stop in at Hawk's Bar and Grill on State Street for cold drinks and great food. Buy around and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Want a party too?
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Time now for the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, we have a sextet in the studio tonight. Now put your keys back in your pocket. This Madison-based jazz ensemble is fronted by vocalist Helen Feast. And let me tell you, Rob, size matters. From an intimate duet all the way to a groovy sextet, this band represents the same musical fabric in each of their forms. They are known simply as Feastet. Formed in 2021, the Feastet blended arranged jazz classics and originals and paid tribute to the sounds and stories that withstand the test of time. And tonight, performing tonight live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Helen Feast and her band, the Feastet. Helen and the boys in the band, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, before our listeners get a little randy and start breaking into a sweat, without using any dirty words, what exactly is a sextet?
A sextet is jazz terminology for a six-piece band. So sex is six.
So it's just that simple.
That simple.
All right. Now that the elephant's out of the room, let's learn a little bit about you and your band, the Feastet. First, let's get to know you, Helen Feast. Tell us about how you got started in music and what led you to love jazz.
Sure. How I got started in music and how I led to how I found jazz are two separate stories. But
okay.
I started gigging around Madison at 15 years old. So mostly those bands were rock, blues rock, Doors and Led Zeppelin covers. So it wasn't until later in college when I was studying voice that I sort of discovered jazz and fell in love with jazz.
When you played with some of those early bands then, was that just vocals or do you play other instruments?
Nope, I'm not a musician, just a vocalist.
And what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, they definitely were very supportive. I didn't inherit any musical talents or skills from my parents besides their excellent taste in music, of course.
I see. And you went to school, Southern Illinois, in University of Carbondale, mm-hmm. and you had a minor in music. Mm-hmm. Tell us about studying music in college.
Studying music in college is an experience that varies greatly from person to person and school to school. I started with a certain type of music major, and I ended up with a minor. That's the more polite way to talk about it.
And you study voice.
I did. The program I originally came for was a music business program, so it had a little bit of marketing in there, but I thought it was cool because you still had to have a music, like a primary instrument, so you still had to audition for the School of Music and take all of the same core curriculum stuff that a music major might.
Wow, that's very interesting. And in 2014, you earned Female Youth Vocalist of the Year from the Madison Area Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about winning that.
Sure. That band was called the Blue Sundays. That was my first ever band. I still remember my parents driving me to the Frequency at 15 years old for our first ever show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Monday night with an 11:30 p.m. start time, which at the Frequency means we actually got on at about 12:15.
Yeah.
So my parents were very supportive, if not extremely out of place in the Frequency.
Wow, that is funny. Now, get back to the question. How'd you fall in love with jazz?
Jazz is so exclusive. There's so much language and terminology and history in jazz that when I started to observe jazz from the outside, I just felt this FOMO. I felt like I was on the outside and I wanted to be on the inside. There's so much history and repertoire involved in jazz.
Well, let's get to some live jazz in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Helen, the first song that you have for us tonight is called Does Anyone Have the Time? And it's the first original song that the Feastet released. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, so not surprisingly to anyone, but jazz music is not anyone's full-time day job here. Everyone here in this room is either a full-time student, a graduate student that's a PhD student, or they have a full-time office job. So the sentiment of these songs is all about kind of that anti-corporate grind. we sort of kind of hate our office jobs energy.
I see.
Agreed.
Well, here we are with the Feastet live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Six, calling it quits. Time can't be bought, or so I thought. We all multitask, no focus I ask. Does anyone have the time? Everyone moves, bosses approve of locking in time. The years of our prime, a life late to start, where dreams fall apart. There is no time, so I worry and heave all week in a hurry that leaves me weak. They say it's the American way to live your life, trapped until night. I'd pay any price for ambition on ice. I'm climbing a ladder, but what does it matter? The view isn't great when days go till eight. I need more time. Does anyone have the time?
Thank you.